let's get to the decision. Stay or leave.
What's up, jerks? It's time for another episode of friggin' Stay or Leave. I'm Mike Carroza. We got the whole crew here. Say who's here. Andrina, say hi.
Hi, I'm Andrina.
Andrina Learmonth. Lindsay Adams, say hi.
Hello, hello.
Chris Mejia, say hi.
Gang, gang.
What up, everybody? We're back. We're ready. It's time to cover another week of Married at First Sight Australia Season 12. One of the most, honestly, what a week. It was a roller coaster. It was, dare I say, a little on the boring side and yet also a little too much.
It felt like a month.
Yeah. It did feel like a long time. And I will say, let's begin by addressing a fan of the show. The first person to write in to stayorleavemaths@gmail.com, Belinda.
Our favorite person ever.
Thank you so much for writing in. Let's read what you have to say. Hey, guys. As an Aussie who's enjoying Maths Australia 2025, I found the experience even better listening to your podcast. Thank you. You guys are so on the nail about characters and your analysis, just the best. I did want to mention that batshit crazy Jackie is actually a New Zealander and has a strong New Zealand accent. We definitely don't want to take ownership of this mental woman. Keep up the amazing work. Look forward to the next episodes. Thank you so much, Belinda. And also, it's impossible to miss Jackie's accent when she keeps saying Neva.
Neva.
No, every E sound sounds like it's supposed to be like an I. It's such a strong New Zealand accent. The Kiwi is all over her accent. And that said, I don't know if it's a New Zealand thing either. I think this is just Jackie is special.
This is just Jackie. She quickly this week, I forget what episode, she does mention New Zealand and how she was from there and she like has bad memories of it. I think it's you, girl.
Yeah. She talks about being like, oh, it reminds me of what I was running away from in New Zealand. Mm-hmm. It's like, ooh, you can't outrun yourself, buddy. It is not going to happen for you.
But yeah, I was about to say, I feel like after this letter, we're about to get a second letter from a New Zealander who's just like, actually, you know, she may be from here, but we don't formally acknowledge her citizenship.
I mean, who would claim her besides Clint? And I'm getting into the spoilers.
Oh, wow. Immediately. We didn't even say spoilers yet. But also, this is a recap podcast from the week precedent. And we can tell. Look, it is. We don't officially know that Jackie and Ryan leave. But we know
no.
they do.
Really? Like, I think any sane person knows that they're not still together, especially because has been breaking every single production rule and posting every single week.
Everything. Behind the scenes stuff that she's not even supposed to be taking pictures of.
No.
But she's a lawyer. She knows how to handle herself.
A lawyer, you say.
She keeps being like, I'm gonna pursue legal actions, and everybody's like, but you know, she also is like always reposting when people are in the comments and they're like, Jackie, I'm so sorry this happened to you. It's not right.
I don't know what kind of insane people watch Jackie and are thinking she's in the right.
There's someone for everyone.
Yeah, that's true. That's what the show is all about.
I'm so sorry. I know we're on a time crunch. I'm so, so sorry. But I'm looking at a map right now, and I didn't know.
So annoying.
It's going to take some time.
I didn't know New Zealand and Australia were right next to each other.
Are you fucking for real?
Chris.
Are you fucking serious?
I legit thought New Zealand was like in the Scandinavia area.
Scandinavia?
Chris.
You should travel. You should go outside.
He does travel. He travels the States.
I didn't know Fiji was an island. I thought that was just a mountain in Japan.
Man, add this to the list of things you don't know. This is an educational podcast now.
Chris Mejia could fill.
This is a reality check show.
Chris Mejia could fill books with stuff he does not know, and he wouldn't read that either.
This is why we love you, though. This is
What was
this is
my
why you're here.
phrase that I need to get onto a shirt? Being dumb is cool. What was
Yeah, being dumb is,
Yeah.
I mean, it's literally just being dumb is cool.
Yeah. Now we have to make you a shirt that says, "Where is New Zealand?"
That's so funny. Where is New Zealand?
Even your phrase is
Oh,
like
God.
pretty dumb.
You know what you should check out? You should watch this show, Kat and Kim. It's in New
Yeah.
Zealand. I think it's on Netflix. Check it out.
I actually don't think that Chris deserves Kat and Kim, but that's
No,
just
he does. He does. We love
it's too
Chris.
highbrow.
Well, all I was gonna say was, and then we can go back to it, is that the only thing I know about New Zealand, well, I know two things. One, they're actually called Kiwi, so I was wrong saying New Zealand there. But then two, I only know the only thing I know is that there's a documentary called Tickled that is worth the watch.
Oh, we watched it.
Oh, we've seen
And
it.
it's
We
about
wa I
a
watched it.
Kiwi
When I say we, I
journalist,
mean
so
me.
that's the only thing I know.
So
But
hold
holy
on.
shit, if you're listening to this podcast and you've never heard or seen Tickled, just look it up,
Yeah.
watch it, and go into it knowing as little as
Little as
possible.
possible.
But you
I
will be
will.
disturbed.
Yeah,
You
that
will.
just
It's not an easy watch the whole way
You're gonna
through.
need a palate cleanser afterwards.
Your skin will crawl. Here's the thing, though, Chris. They're not officially called Kiwis. So New Zealanders is actually like fine. But like Kiwi is the nickname.
Yeah, it's like
Kiwi's like
saying
the cute nickname. I
Detroiters.
wish
Yeah.
Canadians had that. We don't have that.
Canuck is like, you know, that's
Yeah. Right.
that's it. Or the Habs, les habitants, Habs
That's just
and
Montreal.
I know.
Do Americans?
Yeah, no, they do. It's called fucking
Most of
idiots.
the world calls Americans just dum-dums,
Yeah, the pet name is losers.
I mean, right now for
The world
sure.
hates you guys.
I thought it was bad bitches,
Yeah,
but
bad
okay.
bitches. You guys in the middle of cutting the Department of Education in front of a
Not in the
sign
middle.
with a
We just did it,
typo.
Yeah,
Yeah, it's
baby.
over.
It's already been done for you. I'm sorry.
Unbelievable.
Happened ages ago.
Yeah.
Give it.
There is literally
Unbelievable.
a map behind you. There is a map
Oh,
on
that's
your wall.
embarrassing,
You guys
Chris.
listening can't see this, but Chris has a map on the wall behind him in the
You
Zoom
just
call. So
noticed. You
I just
just
want to
noticed.
say that, like, this is also a good example of Florida education system gone wrong, because Chris comes from like a really impoverished state in our country
Unbelievable.
that
Andrina's laughing so hard,
is
Zoom is
really the
cutting her out.
bottom.
That's how and
I'm moving away from the microphone. I don't. I'm having a
Andre...
great time.
Here's the thing though, Chris
Yeah.
knows a lot about a bunch of things, and he is a
And none
very
of them are
emotional. But
important.
no, but the thing is, you'll roll up on a conversation being like,
Except pussy baby.
yeah, baby, that's what I'm talking about. Squirting coochie. I'll say Chris will show up and discuss how he's read books about attachment styles and psychology and be able to quote stuff directly from it. But then he'll turn around and be like, oh, for real? I thought Fiji was in Japan.
A
And
Fiji
like,
water. Where do you think it's from?
I think what we're getting at is emotional intelligence, which is the
we
reason why
love
we like
Chris.
him.
And we clown on Chris because it's
Yeah.
healthy and necessary. Because otherwise, how would we deal with the
Yeah.
things he says sometimes? But like,
That was the
yeah.
most. That was the most. That was you dunked on me. That was
Pretty hard.
because
I didn't even instigate it this time.
I had so many times in my life I have told someone very profound, emotionally intelligent
Chris.
advice, and then followed it up with the dumbest thing you've ever heard.
We're gonna do a lot of that
We've
today.
done podcasts for years. Oh, that's gonna be a lot of today for sure.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. We gotta get into it. Sunday, there's a commitment ceremony. We lose one couple. Let's see what we got. So,
We start off with Adrian and Athena.
Yeah, which we now know what they're doing, which is just
that's it.
fucking and fucking
Fucking
with.
and not thinking.
Yeah, that's
They're
it.
having a good time, despite you kind of thinking
Yeah.
that Athena's like, I want to go be with my son. You know what I mean? Like, you'd figure the way she talks about the best thing
Like,
about me is being a mom. And then you're like, ah, but getting dick down on the regular is pretty
I mean,
sick.
that
Athena's like,
pussy. We're curious about each other again. What?
Yeah, I mean, I like Athena has so many more issues than so many people on that show because she thinks that that's like a
I
relationship.
think it's wild that you could sit down with a guy week one, hear him say, "I will never love your child like I would love my own," and go, "Okay, so we can, this is where we're starting from. So nowhere to go but up, I
And
guess."
we
And then
haven't
he
progressed
continues.
since then.
Yeah. He literally like keeps, he digs it. He leaves because he's not included in a promo where literally two randos are included who were probably from like weddings and couples who did not get to be in the experiment. So I don't
We
know.
know his whole track record. We've seen her forgive him for everything.
We've
Like, girl,
seen.
what are you curious about? What more
Yeah.
do you need to know?
Also, hey, Athena, do a background check on this guy, apparently. Anyway, they stay. It's boring. Who gives a shit? Moving
I
on.
also want to raise the question because she.
Okay, Chris, this is why we go so long.
No, I want to know the
No,
question. This might be
I do want to know the
hilarious.
question.
No,
It's relevant. It's relevant.
I want to know the
Because
question.
clearly she's happy now that she's getting some pipe.
Yeah.
And she's making it sound like it's life-changing pipe. But because their relationship has been emotionally abusive, my question is Adrian actually good in bed, or is this just the first time that she's actually feeling some sort of validation from him?
Ooh.
No, I don't think he's good. I think he has a chode. Because he kind of
It's
looks like a
impossible to
chode.
know. It's impossible to know. I mean, does she seem happier?
I don't think
Yes.
he is.
But
Because he doesn't seem like someone who prioritizes another person's pleasure.
no, not at all. No.
I don't know. It's interesting because he has been like he's been getting this edit that's like less villainous and he's asking questions. I think there are some like fan theories that producers have been feeding him the questions though. So he's a lot like he might be a lot less insightful or maybe he is actually insightful. Either way, I don't see him as a
Well,
guy who's like,
when
yeah, let
you're
me make you come. That's
yeah.
important to me.
No. I will say like I think that like it's likely that the producers were like, hey, everyone hates you and they're
Yeah.
gonna hate you. So you gotta like redeem yourself a little bit if you don't want everyone to be rooting against you. And I gotta say, like, I do feel like Adrian would be a fun hang. Like, I feel like he would be one of those comics who like behaves so incredibly poorly that I cannot condone it. But then, like, if we're all out at a show, like it would be like fun to talk shit about people because he has no self-awareness.
Okay,
Okay.
I'll give you
Yeah.
that.
Okay.
Yeah,
Yeah.
yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
But also his material's hack and racist, right?
100%.
Yeah,
Yes.
yeah.
Oh, for
And also
sure.
he gets on the festival that you wanted that you didn't get.
Inexplicably.
Yeah.
Inexplicably. Yeah. We all know the
Yeah.
type.
Moving on, we're gonna talk about, I guess, okay, Veronica and Elliot, they're finally talking about how it's never gonna work, and they leave. That's all I've got for them.
Yeah,
They
boring.
have like a whole thing because Veronica essentially does this classic move where everything that she's been doing, and we've seen her on camera doing, she goes and tells everybody, this is what Elliot's been doing to me. He'll take jabs and bait me so that I get upset and then we get in an argument. And he says stuff like, so you think you're pretty smart. And I don't remember him ever saying that to her.
No.
I don't think any of us saw it. I don't think we're going to see it played back at any point. He denies it. And then they
No, because
have,
he.
like, their whole, like, little couch argument.
Right.
And then the group shows their experience
That's right, because of the
being with
partner swap.
them.
I think it's cool because they go to Dave and he's like, yeah, she was easy to get along with. That's fine. And then they go to Ree and she's like, I had a fine 3 days with Elliot. Like, I expected the worst because of how Veronica talks about him and all the stuff that went down with Lauren. But he got me fruit because he knows I'm into fitness and health. He and I had some great chats.
They
He's
played card games
perfectly.
together. Veronica gets
Exactly.
all butthurt about
You
that.
never played card games with me. He's like, yeah, I've offered. Like, I love card games. I want to tell you about them. And she's like, well, never. See, where's this guy? It's like, you
Yeah,
shut
you
the fuck
won't let
up.
him like exist for 5 seconds without getting angry at him. Like when she
He's
did the card
tough.
thing, it's like, you never played card games with me? It's like, yeah, because you're too busy yelling at him.
Yeah.
Exactly. You can't stay in the room together. Also, why don't you just ask if you want to do
Yeah.
something?
Yeah.
Ask. Ask to play card games. Did like
Yeah.
do she clearly doesn't like to play games anyway, like only mind games.
No. Mind games. Get
No,
out
she
of here.
loves. Yeah, I was about to.
Andrina. Hold on. Look at how easy this is. Andrina, ask me to play a card game.
You want to play a card game?
Absolutely. I've been dying to teach you how to play Magic the Gathering. Okay, so you see these symbols at the top
I knew
represent the.
it.
Okay.
Mike will literally explain Magic the Gathering to me when I'm having trouble sleeping so
Yeah, and
that
it helps her
I will
sleep.
fall asleep faster.
That's actually really funny. Nick and I have stuff like that too, where he says stuff that's so boring that
Wow.
I don't care.
Okay, that's
I
not
love
how.
Yeah, he's just talking to you about his dreams and aspirations, and you're like, oh, this is better than Benadryl.
This again.
Yeah, no, for
Yeah, you
sure.
guys are brutal.
All you got to do is put Oppenheimer on, and
I
I'm
still
also
haven't
out.
seen that
Still
movie.
haven't
I'm
seen it.
not, I don't know that I will.
I will say, I know this is from last week, but the episode where the fight between something about the fight between Elliot and Veronica, where he goes and the Oscar goes to, honestly, that fight was really
Yeah. Well, she
satisfying.
ends it with "You're beneath me," and he's like, "Okay."
I know, and she's so bothered. She's so bothered, and I think that's why it's satisfying because he's like, oh man, good job.
Because she's literally an actress.
Yeah, because he goes, what did you learn that in your script? And I was like, that's honestly funny. I'm
Because
sorry.
she repeats a thing twice the exact same way. She says a thing twice the exact same
Yeah.
way. After she goes, Dave would make me dinner, bring in my plate, clean up behind,
Neva.
like after me, you know, like, and he was like, so like, you want a restaurant or something? Like, you want a
The
waiter?
restaurant
And she's like,
experience.
wow, is that really what you want to fucking
Yeah.
say? The restaurant experience.
Well, this is exactly why people think that she's like a hired actress for the show, just to like punish Elliot.
Yeah.
Can totally see
But
that.
then wouldn't you believe that she could get along with the other people too? It does feel like Veronica is not getting along with a bunch of people. She gets along with Dave and it looks like they're
No.
flirting. She and Rhi are like close in the way that I feel like they text because I guess they get bored, but I don't see Veronica with anybody
Because they both
else.
have brown
Yeah.
hair.
I don't know.
Oh my God, we both have brown
That's
hair. That's
fucking nuts.
crazy. We should
So
text.
they
I was
do.
gonna say with Veronica being an actress, like every single time there's like an actor or actress on these reality shows, why are they never actually good actors?
Yo,
That's why they're on reality TV
oh, that's
shows.
actually that's very true.
That's my retirement
I think
plan.
she's a good
Shout
actor.
out to Traitors UK season one.
Mike and I filmed our little audition tapes. We did all the questions. We edited
For
the video to
Traitors
make it
Canada.
90 seconds. And then we find out that the deadline had passed like 2 days ago.
So Traitors Canada next year
No,
will
you guys would
apply.
have been so good next year.
Hopefully
Hell
we're not on
yeah.
the same season. That would suck to get singled out that way.
Yeah, I hope they choose me instead.
So do I.
I just want Veronica and Collins from last season to act in a scene
Oh,
together. Oh,
yes.
wow, what a day.
Oof. No. You know what? Collins grew on me after he
Yeah.
explained how they did him so
That
dirty.
podcast
The
episode, right? Or the YouTube.
podcast where they talked about, yeah, the or the YouTube where they talked about how they did him so dirty and how he was like, they were asking me questions and I wasn't supposed to say certain things, so I was stuttering on my
Yeah.
word. And I was like, they made you look
I
stupid.
wasn't supposed to tell them that she's away visiting her family every
Yeah.
day that we're here.
Still, to this day, we quote him, what a day.
What a
What a
day.
day.
Oh, what a day.
That's his lasting
What
legacy.
a day.
Sorry, Collins.
Here's the thing. I'm not happy with the fact that they made me feel for Elliot, although at the same time, you have to give it up. They give him his flowers at the end of the thing. He did seem to make like a genuine effort. Everybody but Lauren and Veronica have like decent things to say about him, except for his opening package at the beginning of the season and the fact that he kind of was a fucking kinda. He was a huge fucking prick. And then
Yeah.
even John is like, look, you've
Yeah.
demonstrated that you could take feedback on board and you know, it's
He was the
good. You're
one
doing a
who,
good
even at
thing.
the Bucks night, I think it was him saying, like, what did he say? You gotta gaslight them, you gotta compliment them, or and then, neg them. He was trying to tell the other guys to neg women because that'll work for them. That was
He was also
Elliot.
saying, if I'm not attracted to my wife,
Yeah.
I'll leave.
Yeah,
Like
which
right
fine,
away.
whatever, fuck you.
Yeah, which, honestly, they gave him the worst wife on the planet
Yeah.
to start, so.
Him and Lauren would have been perfect for each other if he wasn't such a little bitch about it. But then they
Yeah,
both
truly.
write leave, and
Thankfully.
Veronica has to get one last jab in, and she says, I can't believe it's taken this long for us to finally agree.
Oh yeah, that's where she's a bad
Yeah.
actress. 'Cause you're like, what?
You
That's
can
your
feel
improv?
somebody rolling their eyes from the couch. Like, you're like, Jesus fucking Christ.
Yeah.
Yeah. What'd you get out of that?
Veronica and Elliot suck. We should move on from them.
Okay, Beth and TJ, they have such a bland thing. She feels like he's not attracted to
It's
her. He's
quick.
like, I didn't realize that she.
And
Yeah, well,
he's
that's the
not.
thing. He's like, I don't. I am attracted to her, but like, I want there to be like an emotional, like, souls meeting thing, because
So
that would
lies.
be
No.
different from what I do normally. And then she's
No.
like, okay.
That's what every guy says when they
Yeah,
don't
there we
want to
go.
fuck
So
you.
yeah, TJ's not attracted to her. They both say stay. We'll find out more in later episodes. Who do we got next? Ryan and Jackie. Ryan and Jackie, what do they say this week? B
Oh,
fucking
so
partner
much this
swap.
week. Alone, Jackie alone.
So they like barely bring up the letter. I mean, at this point, I know they're staying because they're both playing the same game. Like they're incredibly dedicated and stubborn at going through this experiment. And thank God because it's given us some of the best
Oh,
TV I've
it's so
ever
great.
seen. Ryan was smart, like if we're giving Ryan credit, he's playing it like he's the most patient man in the
He
world.
is writing leave this week, though. He
Sure.
is 100% writing leave.
Yeah.
Like, yes.
Oh, 100%. And I bet Jackie's writing
She's writing
stay.
stay.
Oh,
There's
1,000.
no
Yeah. She's
doubt.
writing stay. There's no way
And
she's
she's
not.
gonna cry. She's gonna cry.
They are truly like, okay, so with
Oof.
most of the couples, when the bad person, gets what they deserve, you're like, okay, I'm rooting for the other person. They are truly, and we've talked about this before, where it's like every time Jackie during the dinner party was like, she was Michael Jordan in game six. Like, that was her flu game of like the level of gaslighting and denying and just acting like she's so oblivious to her own actions and
Buddy.
always seeing justification. And like, here's the thing, her being mean
Ugh.
to Ryan is justified. Ryan
I
sucks.
mean, Ryan
But at
does
the
suck.
same time,
Yeah.
Jackie sucks so much, where there's so many times
She sucks more.
I'm being Sweden, like I'm neutral, not because.
Sweden, bro, pick the right country.
Isn't Sweden? No,
You're New Zealand.
Switzerland. Fiji. No, Sweden
Switzerland.
wasn't
in war too. They were neutral.
Bro, we're not picking wars. We're going with the historically. Switzerland is like, we don't.
Switzerland is neutral. Remember, Karina is Switzerland.
Yeah. There we
Yes.
go.
There you
Also,
go.
Jackie, when she lies, turns so red, it looks like she's wearing a Bulls jersey.
Just her,
So
just, well, she's wearing makeup on her face, but her whole body turned the
whole
most red I've
body,
ever seen
the
anyone's
most
body
red.
turn.
So we're back to the couch. Ryan says something about feeling emasculated or something about the letter. And she goes, I said nice things too. And Jeff's like, that's fucked up. Like, what?
Yeah, Jeff has gotten more
Well,
vocal.
they essentially, I think Ryan brought up the stay-at-home dad thing.
Oh, that was really funny.
Yeah, so it feels like Jackie was like just looking, like excavating, took out her shovel, looking for anything to go for, and
Yeah.
found it with the stay-at-home dad issue.
Yeah, I mean, she hit all the right points. Like when she said stay-at-home dad, I was like and was like, I don't think you make enough money. I was just like, yes, Jackie. That is exactly how you should be
Yeah, a hundred
approaching
percent.
this. To ask in like a seemingly innocent but obviously not way. So would you consider being a stay-at-home dad is
I'm just
so
planning for our future
funny.
here. What if I go into a coma? Our
Yeah.
children, who's
Which
gonna take care of them?
that's her
That makes
retirement
no
plan.
sense, because then it's like someone's gonna need to work if you're in a coma.
Well, also she was like, what if I go to New York for 6 months? And it's like, well, you probably shouldn't leave your kid for 6 months
She's brilliant.
anyway.
No, I think actually if Jackie left her kids for 6 months, they would thrive.
Yeah,
They
they might
might be
yeah.
better off.
No offense.
She comes back, they know another language. They're like so happy about it. She comes back. They're so pissed. I don't know. They both stay.
Yeah, they both stay. I don't know. Like, their dynamic on the couch is always so interesting to me because they, like, probably have the biggest problems personally and as a couple on the couch of anyone on this experiment. But somehow they always just kind of, like, don't get any advice from the experts. Do you notice the experts just kind of sit back and let them implode and then fix themselves into, like, finally, revealing that they're staying?
Because they wait for them to say one thing that they agree on. They're like, see, you keep saying you want to leave, but then here you are saying that you both like pizza. You're meant to be. It's like, I know what y'all are doing. You know this is the most gold on this season that you got. So you gotta gaslight
Yeah,
them
let him go. Let him
and to
rip.
get them to believe.
And that's how you know they're not real
No, but
therapists.
that's the other thing is like imagine being a real therapist for this couple and watching them do this and going, nothing in my studies has prepared me for any of this. Like there's just the panic that sets in. Like your therapist needs a therapy session after each one of theirs just being like I and then he said he felt upset about the prospect of being a stay-at-home dad, and she was like, what if I go into a coma? And I was like, do you guys don't even have kids? What is this is what are you doing?
I am pretty sure it was when I was doing, shout out to Mike Bridenstine,
Righto.
when I was doing his show, Aisha, when she was on the same show as me,
Hey.
very funny comedian, and we were
Aisha
talking
Alpha.
afterwards where, if I'm remembering correctly, it was Aisha who's telling me that her therapist, like at some point, told her, I'm not. I can't help you. Like your issue is like I'm not trained and I that's above my pay grade. I think it was her, it might have been someone else, but I remember hearing that word.
Brutal.
I had a therapist do that. I had a therapist do that recently. My therapist
Oh,
said that to me.
really?
I'm like, she was like,
I think you should
yeah.
get like a medal. Like you should get
I
something.
something
Like
like
they need to give
a
you
month
something to make you
free.
feel better, right?
Yeah.
She did it in like a really sweet way, but she was like, look, I think it's worth seeing a
Wow.
specialist. I would be
My
like, can I have a refund for this session? I feel really
yeah, let me
hurt
get a
right
month
now.
free.
Yeah, she was like, I'm just picking up on some things that are repetitive, and I don't think I have the tools to be able to. And this, I've been seeing this therapist for over 10 years.
I had a
So.
therapist while listening, because my family dynamics aren't great, while listening to me describe my family stuff that is like straight up driving me insane, raising every stress level in my mind, causing me the most anxiety. She's just laughing, going, this is amazing. Please tell me you're writing this down. You're a comedian.
Oh my
And I'm just like, this
God.
is, I never want to talk about
This is
this.
my trauma.
What are you doing?
She
And
starts
she's like,
cry
I don't know,
laughing.
man. You gotta lighten
Ooh.
up. And I'm like, what the fuck, dude?
So we've
My
all had good
homie.
experiences with therapists.
My
Yeah, they're
homie,
great.
his first therapist was a dude, and they bonded over they both sports gambled. And
Yeah.
I was like, look, I'm glad you're getting the help that you need, and this therapist is really good for you. But like, I don't, that's kind of a red flag.
Kind of a
First of
red
all, you
flag.
shouldn't
I
know
don't.
anything about your therapist.
Straight up. Yeah.
Not a
You shouldn't
thing.
know. I don't want my therapy session to be predicated on whether or not my therapist won or lost a parlay.
I
Like,
need an advance on
anyway,
your.
we're still on the commitment ceremony. I don't understand how we're fucking doing this every goddamn time. It's still the fucking commitment ceremony.
You're making the dog bark. Pancake, it's
Well, he
okay.
barks anyway. We're watching our friend's dog. He barks a lot.
Aww.
All right. All right. So what do we got? Ryan and Jackie stay. Jeff and Ree. We're going to Jeff and Ree. They like each other. Wow. They
Jeff and
missed
Ree
each
have
other during the swap.
truly, they are what Dave and Jamie used to
Sweet.
be.
Right.
Yeah. We're
And
now
here's the
rooting
thing.
solely for them.
Yeah.
Especially for them. So here's the thing. When we found out about Karina and Paul knowing each other, I was like, that's cute. I can't believe that we're doing this. That's a fun wrinkle to this. And then they introduced Jeff and Ree. And I was like, oh, well, this is a way more compelling couple
Well,
that
yeah,
knows
because you
each
know what's
other.
nice about Jeff and Ree is that they have personality.
Oh, and they don't seem to give a fuck about the appearance stuff at all. Like, yes, they know that they want to look good. Look, it's not to say that like it's not to say that Ree and Jeff don't know how to dress up for a dinner party or they don't look good or like whatever. But like clearly Karina and Paul are like Instagram ready, fucking. There's a reason Karina's after fucking Quavo for, you know.
Yeah.
I just these guys I believe as real people. Karina and Paul, I don't. Jeff and Ree stay, by the way. Karina and Paul, we're on to them. What happens here? Paul read his letter, or did he? And then, essentially, he gets fucking raked over the coals by Alessandra.
which is insane because she was the last expert that I had any faith in,
Right.
and it's
Ever.
gone.
Completely gone. Just 0% trust in Alessandra at this point. Because at the beginning of the season, we have Jake and Ashley, where Jake says some shit in the photo ranking challenge, and Ashley tells her friends. Meanwhile, Paul hears Karina say some shit, tells her his friend, and so they yell at Jake for saying some shit. They applaud Ashley for telling her friends. They protect Karina the
Because
whole
Karina cried
season.
about it. Because
Oh,
she made
she's so
herself the victim
brave.
again.
Such
I
bullshit.
Because, oh, it was
She
a safe space.
such
And I
Yeah, well,
trusted
suck my
you. The
ass.
timelines don't even match up. The timelines don't even fucking match up. Her story doesn't
How do you
make
mean?
sense. Okay, so here's the thing that pisses me off, and this like goes to the apology too. Her story doesn't make sense. Paul tells Athena, okay, when I told Karina that I hooked up with your sister, she made the comment about Caliber. But here's the thing, that was very likely a comment that there's no way that he just told her that he hooked up with
Right.
Athena's sister. He had to have told her earlier on in
Yeah.
the show. So like her reaction to that was earlier on in the show. There's no way she's saying that
Yeah.
now. You know what I mean? Like, it's more likely he was like, oh, by the way, you know Athena, I hooked up with her sister. And that's when she shoots out with like
Caliber.
the, oh, I didn't know you would go for that
I don't know
caliber.
if I misheard it or something, but he, or maybe they're trying to play it off like he said it at when the couple swap was happening. Like, oh, interesting that they would choose Athena because I haven't told you this yet. By the way, Cleo and I hooked up. Like, so is that what happened?
Yeah, but no, I think they're trying to play it like that. But like, here's the thing: if knowing Karina for who she is, if Paul waited until the couple swap to say, "Hey, I hooked up with Athena's sister," they would have had a fight about
Yeah,
that.
okay.
That would have been like a more breach of trust. So like, I just like you can't convince me that she didn't. That comment that he brought up in that letter wasn't an old comment, that she was then trying to be like, oh, I was insecure because of the couple
I think
swap.
you're
And it
right.
was like, well, you weren't
That's good
insecure.
detective work, Lindsay.
Yeah.
Thanks. It's just like I smell bullshit because it's like someone like her is going to say that as soon as she finds out. It's her snap judgment. If you're like a little shitty bitch.
And I'm sorry, but her trying to pull the insecurity card, it's like, I get that this is different, but at the same time, it's like, I mean, you did when you and your homies were just chilling in the Uber, had to bring up, hey, I got back shots from these rappers. Like it's one of those where
Yeah.
it's in the past, and like clearly Paul's
Yeah.
with
Right.
you. If there would have been more behavior that would have indicated that if he was into Athena because of hooking up with Chloe, but it's like it just felt, I don't know, it just felt so high schooly. Like it was just so high school immaturity of like the fact that you're insecure about how he's going to do a wife swap with the twin of someone he used to hook up with. And while yes, feeling insecure about that is a human thing, but then to go, wow, well, I just didn't know, like to just shit
Just throw
on
a fit.
Athena when she hasn't done anything to you. And it's also
Yeah.
like, girl, if Paul was going to cheat on you with Athena, it wasn't because she's a twin of someone he used to hook up with. It's because he's a cheater.
Yeah, that's honestly very weird.
Yes.
Yeah, but also it's like it's very weird. I mean, twins are different people. Like, I think that's like pretty
Oh, and we
clear.
see that with Cleo and Athena for sure.
Yeah, because I
Yeah.
respect Cleo.
They're different people, so the idea,
Yeah.
like, I wouldn't get mad. What's a comparable situation? If it was anybody else's sister, just a random sister, but it's like her twin,
I
that's
don't
weird.
know. I mean,
That's
Athena
weird
says it too.
thinking.
She's like, ew, I would never want to hook up with someone who like hooked up with my sister.
Right.
That's
Yeah.
so nasty. Yeah.
Exactly. Like it's completely ignoring that if they hook up, it has to be two parties agreeing to it. So it's like, and very clearly, Athena is so into Adrian right now because she finally got some pipe that
And she's been
it's like,
trying so hard to get Adrian's attention too. I mean, we have a friend who, shout out to Marta, said something interesting. Basically, Karina kind of thinks and acts like she is property. Like, it's kind of the whole, I don't know, Catholic upbringing probably plays a part. And like her reaction to the whole partner swap makes a lot of sense when you kind of see it in that light, because she's like, I'm not going to be here and this other woman's going to be here, and that must mean that like now she's his wife instead of an autonomous person with who can make decisions, who can consent. She doesn't consider any of that, and then she's like thinking about going over to TJ like it's the worst thing in the world. She needs another room to
She
like
yeah, to
contemplate and
cry about
cry.
it. Chris brought up something and about Paul, about Karina just boastfully being like, I fucked this rapper. And Paul was jealous. Jealous enough to need his space and then punch a door, which is fucked up, not cool. And they were like, jealousy. Not a good look, Paul. Jealousy is never acceptable. It's not good. It's not normal. And then Karina's on the couch. I said what I said, and I take it back. I was in the heat of the moment. It was jealousy. And Alessandra's like, yeah, in the heat of the moment, it's, you know, when you're overcome by jealousy, it's understandable. You know, sometimes you say some things.
No,
Hey, go
right?
fuck all of yourselves. Like, every single expert on the show needs to go fuck themselves. Alessandra, I'm so disappointed. Mel, I've never trusted. John, I lost faith in seasons ago. But Alessandra, what a massive disappointment to watch you come at Paul for the same thing that Ashley did earlier in the season about a thing that is way worse, frankly. Karina being like, racist comment essentially, versus Jake being like, I'm gonna be nasty about these women because I'm trying to make light of it,
Well,
and
but
I
it was
guess our
in the
sense of
heat
humor
of the
doesn't add up.
moment, and you know Alessandra knows about passion.
Wait, what's the Spanish saying she has for that? Anyway, the point is they come at Paul, and it's the first time I'm like, Paul doesn't deserve this, but also I don't fucking care.
Yeah, we
They
don't
both
like
stink.
Paul still, but like that
Nobody.
was crazy. Like he even kind of
It
like
was
you
insane.
can see him trying to process all this, and he's like, "Well, why is this the reaction though? I feel like, you know, I feel like I." And he's trying to like process all of it. And she's like, why did you choose that thing to say? Like, why did you have to tell Athena that at all? Who else are you gonna tell? I mean, what? Like, what are you advocating for not telling? Like, he even like in his letter, he goes more into it and he's like, I don't even know if I really like Karina. And we don't talk about that at all.
We don't talk
Yeah.
about it at
And
all. It gives him the eek.
I don't think he
I don't really
does.
like
That's the
Karina
eek.
because she said these things that I don't agree with, and we don't talk about that at
We
all.
don't talk about it, not even a little bit. And
No.
we don't talk about the snob thing. She
Nope.
gets called a snob in the letter. He is such a little bitch about it too, but
He's
it's
such a
the best.
bitch.
But it's
And that's why
but the
we can't
thing is,
respect him. But at the same time, they cannot tell him, "Hey, you're lacking emotional intelligence."
I mean,
That
I don't
was
know.
too far. That's not fair.
I don't think it's fair at all. Especially when, like, look, I guess the question of why would you tell her that is kind of valid in the sense that, like, you're going to be hurting two people. But it's also like, this is a thing that has
No.
bothered me in the experiment, in my relationship. I don't fucking like this. She said something about somebody that I still quite like and respect. Like, I don't think, I think. It bothers me. It's at the tip of, at the top of my mind. I have this letter that I have to write. I want to address it, and it would feel better to talk about it because it is giving me the ick, which, by the way, Max and Marta both say that Australian and French accent together combined to make South African, which I think is interesting.
It does kind of sound.
They both say stay. We have to move on. Jamie and Dave hit the couch. Oh God, what a brutal fucking couch session this is. Essentially
Yikes.
they're all like, what happened to Dave? Where did this Dave come from? And then they end with her being like, I still don't trust you, and him like, I'm gonna prove to you that I can that I will be there for like I will make it up to you.
Yeah, and good on Jamie. She just goes, yeah, I don't trust him. Like he's like, I really want to do it. Like he's like barely sincere, and he's like, I want to prove to you. And she's like,
Yeah.
Okay.
It's just
I
more
mean,
proof
try,
of why,
dude.
as an individual, Jamie is one of the best on this season.
Yeah,
And
one of the
with
most.
Dave,
He is.
like, I feel like Dave was lovey-dovey, and then the second he felt that spark with Veronica, everything went out the window.
It's kind of what I was thinking too. It's a real
Which
bummer.
makes me
It's a
wonder if
shame.
they did,
Hook
more than
up.
just kicking, yeah, like if they hooked up, because that would explain why it was so like, wow, you just got to talk with someone for a week, for a couple days, and because of that, now you don't, you're questioning your love for your wife.
Here's the thing. I don't think Veronica would be able to keep that to herself. I don't trust
That's
Veronica
true.
to be tight-lipped.
She would have used that to hurt Elliot.
Yeah, that's true. I don't know.
And
I don't really
Jamie,
see them just
frankly.
going for it after
No.
3 nights
Yeah, I
like
don't think
that.
so.
I would be surprised.
Okay, Karina and Paul. Well, they go to Karina's family's place where she lives with her entire family. They're extremely Catholic and do grace before every meal.
But according to Karina, Paul is in for a treat because he
Jesus
loves a big
Christ.
family. This is my nightmare.
I know, same.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it
Also,
honestly.
you got shout out to a horned up auntie
Oh,
who's
yeah. You know she's
still.
showing up.
Yeah, I forgot that she belonged to that
Yeah.
family. Like, I was
She's
like,
so
oh,
horned up, I
wait,
forgot she was
she's.
in the religious
So
family. Yes.
you can tell that she is her
Same.
mom's sister. So
Yeah.
the aunt is the mom's sister, and they have done the thing that siblings sometimes do where like one has this personality and the other one goes in the complete opposite direction. And that's why her mom is such a tight ass and frankly, such a loser. Honestly, I grew up Catholic. Italian Catholics need to fucking stop being so fucking weird. Chill. What you believe in is dog shit. Fucking go fuck yourselves. I can't do this anymore. It's so fucking annoying that we have to watch these Catholics be like, hey, you know how you've been sleeping in the same fucking bed on this fake marriage show that you've been on for fucking 6.5 weeks? Yeah, well, you can't sleep together under our, in our, no, our house, our rules, and it's because of Jesus.
And we're gonna put a cross in your room. We know you're not religious
It's
yet.
so funny.
Yeah, we're so hardwired to fucking convert. How about go fuck yourself? How about every single one of you fucking mind your goddamn business? Let fucking people be who they fucking are. Go fuck yourselves. It's garbage.
I was just gonna say, to put myself on blast, I put on the group chat that I thought Karina was Muslim because during one of the dinner parties she wore a head wrap, and I was like, oh,
Hilarious.
assalamu alaikum, that's what's up. And then I was like, oh, maybe she's half Catholic.
Yeah, well then like the next dinner party she shows up with the giant cross necklace because she's holier
mean,
than thou.
you forget that in her package she's got this big Italian fucking Catholic family.
I forget everything about Karina instantly.
Yeah.
She's so forgettable.
I don't want to know more. She honestly is someone I cannot find it in myself to respect at the moment. Just
Yeah.
like in no way. You have revealed yourself to be manipulative, a racist, as somebody who gets coddled and has it a
And
little too fucking easy,
she
is a
works for her
hypocrite.
family. Like, she's the example when nepotism is unimpressive.
Bro, don't even get me started. The thing is, like,
Their dog's name is Cartier.
yeah, that's fucking
That is the
sad.
most Italian thing.
Hey,
Mike's whole
that's.
family has dogs, and they are all brands.
No, they're not. No, they're
Yeah,
not all of them.
all of them are brands.
No,
Zara,
Harper's not. Yeah, well, Zara
Fendi.
wasn't for a brand. Zara was named after
There was a Gucci. I remember there was a Gucci. There's a Gucci in your
No.
family.
Well, no, you never were around for Gucci. Gucci
No, I
died.
didn't meet Gucci.
Well, you didn't know about Gucci. Fendi is still around, which I fucking hate. I
Oh
know.
my
I made
God.
fun of them so hard when they named her
Anyway,
Fendi.
this is just the most Italian thing, and I
I hate it.
hate it. I
when they
didn't
were
know
like,
that.
Cartier, the dog.
Can't stand what I'm seeing on the screen because it's like, yeah, fine, my family.
I want to get us a dog and name it Swarovski.
That makes sense because you told me you used to have a hamster named
Yeah, you see? You see? Anyway, yeah, that dude was sick. Point is, I just think it's fucking hilarious that like we have seen Karina's full ass on screen. We know that she has fucked rappers, we know that she has said some racist shit, we know that she has been has taken the side of someone who is ready to demonize the rest of the house, has sp been holier than thou in many, many situations while contributing absolutely fucking zero to just no thank you. Karina, you have it too easy. Fucking fuck you, dude. I don't care. Fuck you. I don't like you. I don't like Paul. Fucking leave. Leave. And your parents shouldn't be fucking trying to get Paul to be Catholic. The guy's got no
Yeah, I don't see
religion.
her standing up for him there. And it's like, you don't respect his
No.
autonomy at all. And
No.
Paul, I don't respect either because he's like, oh, yeah, I could see maybe going to church.
Paul.
Yeah, sure, could be fun. He doesn't think that because everything he has said to her has been a lie. We know that from the
Paul.
letter,
Oh.
which was never
Yeah.
addressed.
Never addressed. Paul's
Never gonna
spine
be.
is made of whipped cream. The guy's got nothing.
Yeah.
That's very funny.
It's accurate. So moving on, Karina and Paul, fucking who gives a shit? Rhi and Jeff, they go to Jeff's place.
They're just kind of going through the motions. It's very sweet because, like, obviously she's been there
Yeah.
before and they're just like playing
Yeah, that's why they don't spend a
along.
lot of time with them, but they do have a sweet moment where Jeff goes, "Hey, I'd like to see you here more often. Here's a key to my apartment."
That was
And
so
I thought that
nice.
was
Yeah,
so
which
sweet.
is
That was
really
really
cute.
cute. Good for
Couldn't have been
them.
better.
Couldn't have been better. Let's move on to
Athena and Adrian had
Athena
a
and Adrian. Jesus Christ. I mean,
they had a
more of
fine
the same.
homestay. It was
Yeah, but
fine. We got to see Cleo
Cleo.
again, and that's what we really care about, to
Yeah,
be
Cleo
honest.
shows up and is like, "Hey, mom, Athena, go into the kitchen while I talk to Adrian." And
Boss
Cleo's like,
move.
straight up, love Cleo. Cleo's just like, "Yo, so straight up, you need to figure your shit out if you're really going for this, 'cause you have not been showing up. You have not been cool." He's like, "Well, I think you owe me an apology." She's like,
The
"Okay."
fact that he thinks that she owes him any kind of apology, and then her not doing it and refusing to do so, like the expression on his face, like this the genuine surprise when he realized, oh, I'm not gonna get an apology.
But he still spins it into a win because he talks to the camera like at least she's not yelling. So,
Yeah, you're on top, dude, for
fuck
sure.
yourself. Athena's mom likes him, which I think is nuts. And also, she's
Based on
like, "Would you
what?
move to Perth?" And he's like, "Would she move to Sydney?" Like, immediately. Like,
Yeah, he's such a
he
little
really is.
brat.
And it's like, she's like, my nephew is in Perth. And he's like, "My life is in Sydney." It's like, dude, you are a single man. You are a single man. Look, yes, move
Yeah.
across the country for somebody. That's a big deal. You're going to want to make sure that it works. And having it condensed couple weeks in an experiment is not enough of a reason to move across the country unless you think it's the real deal. But frankly, this ain't it.
Saying my life is in Sydney, yeah, dude, you live there. Our lives are where we
Yeah.
live.
Fucking right, dude.
The fuck kind of point
Yeah.
is that?
Anyway, they whatever
Yeah.
on their homestay. Jamie and Dave, they are fine. Jamie's sister's like, "Hey, so you're not into each other. Is this a friendship or whatever?" And she's like, "I don't know, maybe. I guess you're right." And then Dave introduces Jamie to his dad. And his
Oh,
dad
yeah.
got great news about his tumors and his cancer. Because it's pretty much all gone, or one tumor's gone and the other ones are shrinking. So good for Dave's dad. I love that his dad was like, he looks really happy, and they cut to Dave and he's like,
Just a brick wall.
just regular.
It was kind of interesting because now we see how Dave displays emotion when we know that the emotion is like, should probably be an overwhelming
Yeah.
reaction. He just kind of like,
Joy.
great.
Now cut to me never trusting Dave
I
again
know.
because I can't figure out what part, like what game he's
Yeah.
playing and like what part he was lying about
Yeah.
and for what. Because it like really none of it made sense. Like if his goal was to be like the good guy, then he would have played along when she confronted him. And if his goal was to like, I mean, and if he was being sincere, then fuck him. You know what I mean? Like I just don't believe him no
Here's
matter what because I don't understand
Here's the
his
thing,
motives.
though. People are applying to be on this show because they have bad habits they want to rehabilitate. Sometimes who like people some people are genuine about that. And I do want to say, like, if we're giving Dave the benefit of the doubt, this does seem to be a thing that he does where hey, get serious, I shut down. And Jamie said, I love you, and that's an immediate detachment for me. And, you know, oh, maybe I am realizing under the microscope that I kind of do this. And maybe he is like, no, I need to win her back because I do care about her.
I think there is some fairness there.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's acting how he's saying. I don't know.
Yeah. He's following through, but he's, you know, well, he buys her $400 perfume. And part of it's like, okay, that's the perfume she really wanted. And that's cool that you got it for her. But also, $400 to rehabilitate your image on a national level, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
How do we feel about that? Like expensive gifts as apologies.
I mean,
Well, that's part of why I'm like, it's so weird and insincere. Like it doesn't
yeah.
register. I'm like, and like she, I don't think it registers with
No,
her
she's
either.
kinda.
Like she's like, oh
Yeah.
yeah,
'Cause I think she
okay.
clocks that it's like, this is way too expensive of a gift.
Yes, agreed.
Insincere.
'Cause even though she states that that was her favorite, I think that's like a gift. That's like an anniversary gift.
Yeah. Not an apology gift.
Yeah.
Apology
Not an
gifts are kind of
apology.
weird because now it's like, I've given you the
I don't
gift.
like an
You
apology
should be
gift.
happy. You should forgive me.
Yeah.
And she
I don't
is
like it.
acting
I
more
don't
like
like it.
bubbly and stuff. I feel like it's because she has to, you know?
I
It's
don't
like buying
know.
the lo getting the lobster on
Yeah.
the date. Like you have to put out. Like you got the $400 perfume. Now you have
Yeah.
to forgive him. I don't like
Yeah.
this.
You don't gotta.
I think it's also just like there's something I like getting gifts. I'm like not one, even if it's like not for a good reason. And Nick doesn't do this, but like I like getting gifts. I don't care if they're backhanded or if there's strings attached. Like I just enjoy getting things. So like I'll be it, my mood will be lightened if I get
Sure,
something that I
yeah.
want, regardless of like if I believe it or not. So Jamie being happy. To me,
Yeah, I
I'm
get
just
it.
like, yeah, she got an expensive
Yeah,
perfume.
and
It's
clearly she
fine.
wanted this perfume. But I will say, I think her spirits are lightened a little bit more because of Dave introducing her to his dad is pretty, like, I don't know. That feels significant.
I still
I
don't
get it,
trust
but I'm
him.
also not
I
like,
trust Dave's
look,
dad. That's who I
yeah.
trust. He
I
liked
want
Jamie, and
to
I trust that.
thank you. I wanna let the show take me on the ride. You know what I mean? So I'm trying to give it the benefit of the doubt.
Yeah.
So, you know, they have a fine homestay. Who do we got? Beth and TJ before we dive into the real fucking meat. I'm so sorry you're leaving right now, Lindsay.
I know. I can't believe I'm leaving for the real meet. Okay, can I just give a couple opinions
Yeah.
to
Yes.
round things out? Jackie and Ryan's house is the most iconic thing I've ever seen in my life. Ryan allowing his house to look like that on national
Absurd.
television after talking the way he
He's so
does
proud of it.
is
Yeah.
absolutely,
Laundry
he's
sitting
so
for
proud
two
of it.
months. I'm sorry, what?
Absolutely, like, looks like a teenager's room. And that's why Jackie's reaction is so crying and saying it reminds her of the
I
elderly
have the
is the
clip.
funniest insult. It's the funniest thing I've ever heard on reality TV.
And maybe he isn't even aware of how lonely he is. It really reminds me of the elderly.
Literally, she's crying because she's like, he's so
He's
lonely.
so
He
pathetic.
has
The samurai
nothing.
sword is 400 years old, so it reminds me of the elderly too, my ancestors.
Swords, plural.
And the kimono is 270.
So that to me, I never want that to end. Beth and TJ, obviously things are popping off. Neither of them are bad people. I don't think TJ's a bad person. I don't think Beth is. I just think like she's maybe annoyed. I would be a little butthurt because he obviously doesn't
Yeah.
want to fuck
But
her.
he
Like he doesn't
did.
like her
So
like
that's the
that.
thing is like there's some stuff that I don't think that either of them are bad people per se, but I think that TJ's done stuff wrong and
Yeah, I think he
he
fucked
fucked
up,
up.
but I also think that on this show they encourage you to try, quote
Sure.
unquote, but they don't
No.
define what trying looks like. So
I get
then,
it,
you know,
but
benefit of
he's
the
still
doubt.
pretending and can't give her a straight answer. Which is
That's
just
what bugs
dog
me.
shit.
Yeah.
That's what
It's not
bothers
that
me.
hard. Yeah.
No, it's not. In fact, not
No,
having an answer
I.
is the answer. So the thing is, we're all playing this like level mind game of like, we know the answer. We just need you to say it. Be real with us for 1 second, because the answer is no. And you're beating around the bush so hard. We want to respect you, and we will the moment you say it's no. Yeah. And he won't do it. And so, yeah. You know, nosedive on the respect. Do you have any like stay or leave hot takes? What do you reckon?
Yeah. Jackie's going to say stay, and Ryan's going to say leave. So I think we're going to get another week of them. And I think, you know, I think that everybody else is going to stay, unless Jamie like bosses up and is like, leave, fuck off, which I think would be interesting. But I'm really betting on Jackie saying stay.
Yeah.
Well, we love you, Lindsay. Have fun at your show.
Have a great show.
I love you guys.
Bye,
Lindsay.
Thanks for listening.
Lindsay Adams is popular on all platforms, and at Lindsay Adams on OnlyFans, but it's not sex stuff.
Not sex stuff. Okay.
Bye.
Love you. Bye.
We're gonna touch on Beth and TJ. Her friend is like, do you like her or not? And he's like, well, you know, we're in that place. And he's like, babe, it's not real for me. You gotta give me an answer.
Yeah, that's true. Her friend was a spot on. Like, it felt rehearsed. Yeah. And then we literally see TJ repeat the same thing like 3 times. I'm being transparent. I'm being as transparent as possible. He really likes the word transparent. And I don't think he knows what it means, because he's not being transparent.
No, not
it's
at
yes
all.
Or no, dude. It's yes or no. It's stay or leave. It's that simple. And he doesn't know. But he does when it's his friends asking the question.
Yes. They meet with his friends, and almost like, because his back is slightly to her, it's like he forgets she's there, and he drops some honesty and saying, yeah, I don't know if we have enough to take this from a friendship to a relationship. And she's like, okay, dude. Wow. We fucked like 2 days ago. And I thought we were on the right track, because you said you needed an emotional connection to do that. And he's like, I thought we would be trying, and because that's what you want, you know. And that comes up at the dinner party.
Yeah, that's what you want thing bugs me.
Yeah, I mean, I can understand how he got himself there, but when you say something as definitive as like, look, it's like you're setting a rule and then immediately going against what you said. So you're straight up saying, I need this for this to happen. And so deductive reasoning leads you to believe that if it happens, then that thing is present. So if you need an emotional connection to have sex and you have sex, well, then doesn't that mean, by all accounts, that you have an emotional connection? And so Beth is here like, we're progressing. We're doing well. I feel good going into this homestay. I feel comfortable with the idea of him coming to the homestay.
Meeting my family.
Meeting my family
big
again.
Deal.
Staying with us. It's a big deal. She says it twice. I never would have had him there if I didn't think we were progressing.
Mm-hmm. The only thing I'll say in TJ's defense here, specifically when he's with the family and the friend at like the dinner table, it does feel like they are grilling him. I would be kind of like put off by that myself if they were asking me about like intimacy. And I know it's part of the show, but it's still like 5 people in a room looking at you for very straightforward stuff that like is usually private. And that's like so uncomfortable. So I can understand him kind of trying to be as like diplomatic as possible there. But then they go off and you know, they have their own time together. And that's when you can really be like, okay, I'm sorry. Like, here's what I actually meant to say. And it's like, you have opportunities to talk to her, you know, her dad's asking you, are you going to break my daughter's heart? I hate that, but I get it. Yeah. You can still walk away and be like, hey, that made me uncomfortable, but also this is how I'm feeling. Doesn't do that either. So while I have some sympathy for him in that specific situation, I think he's being an asshole.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't like how he handled any of this. And it's a real bummer, because I feel for Beth, you know, like, you're in a situation where you think, oh, okay, he's attracted to me. We had sex. Not only is he attracted to me, we're progressing emotionally. These are great things in a relationship. And also, this is my first relationship. And
still wild to me.
That's crazy.
Like, she's actually she's really killing it for her first relationship, you know?
Yeah.
Like, she's taking no BS.
I'll tell you what, she feels like she's had a couple of situationships that could have qualified for relationships, but she doesn't count them.
You gotta have standards.
Like, I think she views, like, she defines relationship differently than probably how a lot of people do. Because I agree. I think she's been in a lot of situationships, but I'll watch reality shows and people will say that from time to time. And I'm like, I have questions because I understand choosing to be single because you're like, okay, people haven't met my standards or whatever personality wise. So like, cause I do think it's kind of unfair to be like, you're pretty. How have you not been boyfriend or girlfriend? Like, I think that's like people underestimate, well, there's a lot of shitty options out there, but it's like, people always say that saying like they've never dated at all. And it's like, no, Beth, you've probably gone out on dates. You're not saying you're a virgin. Like, you've probably had situationships. So like, she's definitely had experience. She just probably hasn't been boyfriend and girlfriend. Oh, because you know, I remember
that.
She
does say like, men typically like they lose interest after they get what they want. She says that to like her family, which is so uncomfortable to me. Right. I would never. I never want to tell my family anything about my relationships or my sex life. You know, like, I would die. I'd rather
except that your boyfriend loves you very much and that that
stop
we live
right
a
now.
Very nice
like,
life.
I'm leaving the stream. I'm leaving the podcast. What? You can't do this to me.
I'm texting your dad right now.
Oh my God. Why do you have his number? Mike, do you know this, Chris? Mike has met my parents. Now all of our listeners need to know.
Yeah.
This is insane to me. Mike, you're great. I love you. You're the best. This is insane. I'm from British Columbia originally. I live in Montreal
across
now
the country.
With Mike.
Mm-hmm.
Across Canada, east and west. We're from different sides of the continent, basically.
I remember because y'all were supposed to come down to Seattle, and your dad's like car just completely busted.
Yeah. Well,
yeah.
That's
as soon as we crossed the border, the car was like, "Okay,
yeah,
that's it."
That sucked.
But yeah, he went to BC without me because he had a show.
Yeah, I know. I was on a weekend with Shane Torres. Yeah.
Oh, when I saw you in Vancouver.
And he was like, hey, Andrina, I want to meet your parents.
So he met your parents without you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not only did he meet them and they went out for sushi and everything, he invited them to the comedy show with Shane Torres. It was their first ever comedy show. Mm-hmm. They'd never been to a comedy
show. So they saw Mike do stand-up before they saw you.
I asked my dad later, what did you think? And he said, I think he was nervous. And all this happened on Father's Day that year.
That's right. I took you.
I didn't
out
spend Father's
Day
with my family, but Mike did.
Yeah, we went for sushi.
I would never.
I had a great time. They asked
honestly,
a lot of questions about
I don't
you.
Know. I don't know if I could meet my significant other's parents without her there. That's
what makes me a cut above. Okay, I'll tell you what. That's what makes me so exceptional. I'm cool as fuck. You know,
I don't disagree with that. I do agree. That's insane.
Sometimes
what?
Mike,
it felt like the right thing
we're
to
at
do.
His parents' house, and sometimes Mike will go take a shit in the bathroom for a little too long, and I'm like, where are you?
Yeah, well,
come
that's
because
I'm taking a shit. I'm a fat guy with diverticulitis. It's going to take a while.
Hey, buddy. Listen,
yeah, Mr.
God
Lucas
gives
her
prettiest warriors the bubbliest of guts, okay?
Oh, yeah.
I also have stomach issues. This is true.
See?
We bullshit ourselves, Chris, you and I, public places.
Wow, you guys are talking about this now?
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to out you like that. I can edit this out.
Listen, you understand
Chris
the
talks
craft,
about it publicly.
And you take it seriously.
I have two shirts that explicitly tell strangers that I've shit my pants.
Hold on a second. No, the first one tells people, it literally says, because when it happened, okay, wow, I can't believe we're doing this.
I just want to say, Andrina, Monday I sharted myself after taking a shower.
After taking a shower?
Yeah.
No!
This
that's
week?
Literally the worst time to do it.
Yeah,
Chris, this
it was,
week?
I'm so sorry.
And I had
IP.
To fly. I had to fly afterwards. So it was just
Christopher.
Like, I went on a plane. Do you know, like,
this
I
is why
felt,
planes are crashing in America.
That was my version of, like, with someone going through TSA with, like, a weapon. Like, that was mine where I was just like, I hope no one knows.
Isn't there,
what
like, a viral
fuck?
Video of somebody, like, a shit trail in a plane? Was that you?
Yeah. No, that wasn't me. I've never pooped on a plane. Thank God.
Okay, so hold on a second.
I mean,
Time
I poop
to
on
tell the story.
Planes, just in the right.
I've been there.
In the
Long
toilet.
Flights? Yeah, in the toilet.
Yeah, in the
anyway,
toilet.
Point is, Andrina, so here's the full story. Andrina's in Vancouver for a month. It's her last night of doing a show before she, like, does laundry the next day, packs her stuff, spends some time with her parents, and flies back home to Montreal. There for an entire month, on her way to a show, about to go do this spot. I get
driving
a phone
myself
call. Driving yourself
in
your parents' car.
Parking my car.
I get a phone call. Andrina's like, I need you to not laugh at me right away, and I need you to be my boyfriend and care about me.
Panic in my voice.
Panicking entirely.
Your
and
panic.
I'm freaking out. I was sitting down. I stood up immediately, and she goes, I shit myself. and I go, okay, are you okay? What happened? She tells me, I trusted a fart. I shat myself in the car.
I'm basically crying.
Way to do the spot. She's crying, and I go, you have to admit this is kind of hilarious. And then so we laugh about it, and of course, Andrina takes care of it all, and I go, I should text Chris. He's been through this
before. I take care of it to the best of my ability.
Right,
and
exactly,
then I ask for help.
Then you
got to
go do a spot. Now, Chris...
I'm pretty sure Mike texted me, and I was like, yeah. You've come to the expert.
Well, no, so the first thing you wrote in all caps was life comes at you fast. And so when Andrina got back from Vancouver in the like side console of the armrest in my car, when I picked her up from the airport, I hid a t-shirt I got made that says in drippy font, life comes at you fast on the front. And then on the back, right behind the neck in small writing, it says, I shat my pants.
And I wear it to bed every night.
She wears it often.
I'm not going to tell this story on the pod, but in the future sometime, I'll have to tell you about when I shit my pants.
How do you shit your pants so often?
Talent.
Buddy, listen, if I had the answer to that question.
You don't know? You don't have any idea?
I think it just now hit me. I might have some like a stomach condition
crumbs?
That I need to see a doctor. Yeah.
I thought you already knew that.
That's what I was going
to
say.
I said that to a friend
of mine. This is the thing, Chris. Most people after the first time, they're like, what's wrong with me?
Yeah, they call somebody and ask.
Yeah, I've literally pooped myself over 10 times. And I'm just now at 32 being like, there might be something wrong.
Damn, dude.
We're here
that's
to tell you,
nuts.
Chris, there might be something wrong.
My whole life, I was like, well, sometimes that's just the cards you're dealt. Yeah.
Can you go to a doctor? Can you do it? I know you're
it's
American.
America.
So
I can. Once I get employed and I get health insurance, I'll do it.
Yeah.
I don't know how free clinics work.
Yeah, I don't know how lupus factors
in. I told my lupus doctor, my rheumatologist, I was like, hey, is it normal where like it just feels like most days you kind of have to plan around going to the bathroom because you just constantly have like bubble guts and stuff. And then your farts are really bad. And you have to also watch what you eat because then it gives you like almost like diarrhea. And it's just like really hard to kind of have a long day because you feel like you always need to be within proximity of a bathroom. Like, is that normal? And the entire time my doctor is giving me this look. Like, remember in Billy Madison when Billy tries to answer the question, the guy gives him this look and he's like, that's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. That was my rheumatologist. And she was like, no, that's not normal.
Thank you. Thank you, doctor.
A 5-minute monologue of you just like panicking.
Yeah.
Is this normal? Does this ever happen to you?
She's like, you should see a specialist. And literally goes, in fact, and pulls out a pen and a paper. I'm writing you a referral right now.
Wow. And did you ever do it?
No,
of course not.
Chris.
He's gotta.
Well, that
Christopher.
Was, in my defense, I was literally like a couple weeks before moving to LA. So I was just like, I'm not gonna fit this in.
You won't get that. So, okay. So here's the thing. Andrina went to Vancouver for another month this last year in October again. Came back. Not having shattered pants.
Didn't
this
shit
time.
Myself. There was a couple times I got worried though.
Which is insane. But
ginger
anyway,
ale is my drink of choice.
Because it helps. And now I did the same thing this time with a different color of shirt, which is
underrated plain drink.
Yes.
Yeah. Canada Dry.
Andrina just got another shirt that said, I am a massive success story. I am a funny, beautiful, smart, woman who did not shit herself on her trip to BC this year.
I didn't write that. Mike wrote that.
I wrote that. I got her that shirt made. And then the whole time, I'm like, I'm so excited. We're going to stop for dinner on the way home. I'm going to pick up something that we could eat. And the moment we get out of the car, I'm going to take off my hoodie because it's too hot and reveal that I also had a shirt made for myself that said, I am the proud boyfriend of an incredible woman who did not shit herself in Vancouver, BC this month. And so I'm waiting for her to notice. I go, hey, can you put my hoodie away? Actually, it's kind of cold. Can you give me my hoodie back? I do this 4 times. And she's like, what the fuck? And then you notice.
This is the thing about me. I don't notice things.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm bad at if I'm playing a video game, I'm really good at noticing things. But in real life, I have no situational awareness.
We should put yellow tape on
everything.
Oh,
when it comes to watching reality TV shows, though, I notice.
Yeah, you're
things.
Picking it up.
Yeah.
Speaking of reality TV, it's about time we got back to the show we're doing.
I can't believe no one on the show has shit themselves, by the way. Sorry, just trying to tie it all in. Just
what
trying to segue.
The fuck?
Honestly, Dave has shit himself. Also, what's like the twit? I'm a bidet bitch, so I very
You're
much
crazy.
Fancy.
I would have to, one. I would have to bring my own.
Your own bidet?
Yeah.
Nah, bro, you got to go back to wiping ass.
No,
for like the
no.
Experiment.
Once you go bidet, you can't go back.
Okay,
but
so
once
take
it's
a
in
bunch
the toilet,
showers.
You don't take it out. You don't touch it. You don't travel with it.
No, there's travel bidets.
No.
Mm-hmm.
I don't trust. Okay, guys, can we finish the podcast? Jesus Christ.
Yeah, we can do this. Where do we leave off?
Well, we're gonna
I don't have a bidet, I use baby wipes.
We have Jesus, what? You don't flush those. Anyway, we haven't even gotten to the dinner party yet, and we haven't touched on Ryan and Jackie or the dinner party. We have a lot to cover.
Okay, all right. Let's do it.
Ryan and Jackie.
Sorry guys, we got off track here. I hope you enjoyed all that shit.
Talk. Yeah, okay. So I'm powering through. We go to Manly, where Jackie lives, to apparently an Airbnb because she's got roommates and didn't want to bring Ryan around to them or something. Where
well, I think that they couldn't ask the roommates to leave the apartment for filming. So the apartment that we do see is not hers.
It's not
and
hers.
I mean, it's pretty funny because it's still a small apartment, but also the fact that she has roommates, it's like Jackie's not living the lifestyle she wants us to believe that she is.
Yeah, for someone who keeps talking to Ryan like you're too poor for me, it's like, yeah, but girl, you have roommates.
You have a roommate?
He has a house and a yard and a dog.
She makes money in her sleep. I mean, how many people could say that? And who wouldn't want that?
She has a Patreon. That's what it is. She has a Patreon.
Literally just something.
If I was called a poor by someone who has roommates, I would be lit.
Yeah, I would grow one of those fancy collars.
And hey, not knocking having roommates. We all are aware what this economy is like.
Yeah, Mike is my roommate.
Yeah.
What the fuck, babe? I am your... We are common law married, apparently.
Yeah, and you're my roommate.
That's not... I don't appreciate this.
I'm saving so much money.
You're a roommate with romantic benefits.
That's not even... What do we do? Don't do that. We are in a relationship. I'm
and
exhausted.
Your roommates.
Exactly. See, this is how you game the system, Jackie. Idiot.
I don't understand why you guys are so hell-bent on doing this. We gotta finish.
I'm kind of surprised that Ryan's not the one that lives in Manly.
I don't know why.
It's a joke.
Because
Manly?
Because
he's Manly. Oh. Because he's a man.
Manly. You know
he's
Manly.
A warrior.
His house was truly, like, surprisingly...
Yo,
like,
can
it,
we
it
get there
both...
in a second, though?
Okay.
We're still at Jackie's. Jackie's place, which isn't her place, they lied on the bed, and she goes, you need to shave your beard. And he's like, I like a little stubble. And she's like, well, what's the matter with you? You don't care that I don't find you attractive? Is that too much for your little brain? And he's like, what the fuck, dude? And then they go sit outside, and Jackie looks like she's about to cry. And he goes, I didn't come out here to be, like, told what to do. And she goes, I didn't come out here. I didn't bring you out here to listen to your bullshit either. And it's like, guys, what are you even doing?
Yeah.
What the fuck's
the
point?
She says, I want to give you an opportunity for diverse thinking. It's another golden
Incredible.
Jackie quote.
Golden
from this
Jackie
week.
Quote.
It's just very much, she's just such a textbook.
Textbook?
She's just like a textbook example of someone who very clearly, whoever her partner is, has to be like every box on her checklist.
Yeah, well, because she says no one meets my standards.
And it's like,
No
yeah, girl,
one's.
you're the reason why you're single. Like, it's your
Yeah.
100% your fault.
Yeah. Well, she's not, though. She's with Clint
I don't
now.
know. Apparently, Clint fucks with it, so.
Which I don't
Yeah.
care
It's
for
because
at
they both
all.
have an e-commerce business.
And they love making money in their sleep.
Yeah.
Either way, I don't see that working out either.
I think
I
that,
don't
like,
get
Ryan putting up with any of this, like, any single one of these
absurd.
comments is, like, absurd. Like, he has no
Yeah.
self-respect if he's putting up with all of these
Truly
comments.
zero.
Like, your
Zero,
brain is
zero,
so
zero.
small. You don't make enough money, you know? And.
Could you be a stay-at-home dad because I make more money than you?
Yeah, I'm gonna shave off your beard in your sleep. Like, I
Yeah.
would feel so unsafe if somebody actually said that to me. And I
Straight
know
up.
that she's
Yeah.
smiling, so she must be joking in Jackie World, but like, Jackie World
She
scares
laughs at the
me.
worst times.
Yeah.
I don't trust her. I don't care for it. She is very frustrating and very scary. But I'll say she says the craziest shit and it's hilarious. However, moving on to Ryan's homestead, let's talk about going to visit wherever the fuck he's from at his house that he owns. They go around to the side and his dog is outside hanging out, and Jackie cares way more about the dog than for him. He
Oh, she
is,
cares more
shout
about
out.
the whiteboard.
Yo, okay, so
Oh, yeah.
the dog is apparently not allowed inside, except to sleep. So that's a crazy thing that I didn't realize people did. Ryan's house has had the curtains drawn for 2 months, laundry not done for 2 months, a sword on the table, a whiteboard behind the dining room table.
There were
He's got
open
a sh
cans on his desks.
he's
More than
got a sh
one.
More than one. He's got an
I
entire
know.
shrine dedicated to all the places he's been. Little trophies that truly are, I agree with Jackie, a little fucking sad. And he let people into his home to present it to the whole world without giving it a once over, not even a little bit. It is
No, you
honestly
can
like,
trust that he left it as is.
yeah. Because
Embarrassing.
he wants authenticity. Where have all the warriors gone? He shows her a 200-year-old kimono. Buddy, who gives a fuck? First of all, if this is really a 200-something-year-old kimono, what are you doing with it? The fuck do you what do you need a
It's
400-year-old
not. There's
sword?
no way it actually
No,
is.
he
There's
is a
he's
rube and a
just fallen
mark.
for a scam.
Yeah.
Yes. Do you know
He
how
is a mark.
expensive that shit would be? That shit, he can't afford it. I'm sorry. He has a
It would be
mortgage.
in
He
a
cannot
museum. He
afford it.
affords a house.
Yeah,
Yeah, if
exactly.
that thing was
Kimonos
real,
are
it would
already
be in a
insanely
museum.
expensive.
Yeah. And so he see and Jackie spies a blank whiteboard and immediately begins to write down things like move sword somewhere else. Maybe clean up the place. Let the dog inside for a change. Open the curtains. Honestly, I don't mind her suggestions, but she is telling this guy how to live in his own space.
I am
Yeah.
actually
And
surprised she writes them down instead of just like I fully
doing them,
expected her to
yeah.
put on gloves and just
And do it.
start.
Yeah,
That's what
100%.
I was bracing myself for. But the
Agreed.
fact that she went over to the whiteboard and just wrote it down to me, I was like, actually, that's pretty good, Jackie. Good job, Jackie.
Yeah. And also, like, she is trying to, like, she doing all this stuff is like you're trying to envision yourself in the space. Like, if this is how it is, like, I would have some notes. You know what I mean? Like, that's if they were serious and this is exactly he's like you have to move here, I own this house, she'd be like, yeah, okay, well, if I'm gonna live here, dude, you gotta put the sword away. That's fair.
Which is fair.
It's fair. Or hang it on the wall. Like, why is
Literally
it on a
mounted on the
stand?
wall.
Yeah, it's on a stand on your dining table where your computer is too.
I think
Like,
that was
dude,
his
how are you
TV.
living?
Ryan has no feng shui. For someone who loves Asian culture so
No.
much, it made no sense. Put everything in its proper place.
You know he's answering calls with his headphones in and he's just fucking with the sword, just like
Yeah.
doing this
Yeah, I think
shit.
that's why he doesn't let the dog inside in case he
Swinging
fucking cuts the
blade.
dog.
I'm on the same page with the dog. I don't like when people force their dogs to be outside all of the time.
Yeah.
That's just
Well,
not a dog person.
that's not a good
Why
person.
do
I
you
don't
have a
fuck with
dog
that.
then? Like
Yeah.
that
Yeah.
doesn't.
But
He
I will
wants to
say with the
master an
walking,
animal. Oh,
when
yeah.
like my tone kind of switches when it goes to Jackie walking the dog. I know this is controversial and all that. But when Ryan's like, keep her on the short leash, like, this is what we do, we stop and we go. That's how you train a dog who's like reactive. That's how you get them to kind of like they can calm down, they can behave. Also, isn't Australia full of poisonous things? I would not
Yeah,
want
dude.
my dog going in the bushes.
Yeah.
I'd be so scared
Ryan
for that
was
dog.
correct there.
Yeah.
Ryan was
Yeah,
correct there.
but I do like the idea that she cared enough about the dog to be like, let her live a little bit. Put her in, bring her in the house. You know, like she does seem to care about the dog more than Ryan. So good for Freya. Good dog. Good for you.
Freya's a
Now
good
it's the
dog.
dinner party. We're gonna talk about the dinner party. Everybody comes in together except for Ryan and Jackie.
Their first time.
Their first time not coming in together. And let's just say we get this the story from Jackie, and people are kind and the experts even note this. Yeah, no one's really rallying around Jackie because they've
Yeah.
seen her the entire time. And
Adrian literally says, let's just take this with a grain of salt in front of her. And she looks over him like, Like she doesn't even react. She's kind of like, ugh, didn't go the way I wanted.
She talks about the letter and how she didn't say these things, and Jeff goes, saw it with my own eyes though. And it doesn't get addressed until later in the dinner party.
That's the thing. She's not even a good manipulator.
No, but that's the thing, bro. She's an idiot. She thinks she's fucking so smart, but she is a dunce.
This is a
Yeah.
great example of confidence.
Straight
Confidence will
up.
get you far.
Yeah.
Jackie has a lifetime subscription to the Dunce Cap Factory. They send her a new one every month, and it's got different looks.
In a way, she's kind of like an icon to me. As someone who's not very confident in like my own art, my artistic endeavors, it's kind of like, you know what? Today I'm gonna wake up, I'm gonna channel Jackie, and I'm just gonna fucking bulldoze through my day. Everyone's gotta know I'm the shit and I'm smart and I'm good and I'm attractive and I'm
And
fucking
I'm
the
worth
best.
it. My standards are impossible, and I'm worth it.
There's several times I'm watching Jackie and I'm like, how much further in life would I be if I was as delusional? In fact, I don't think it's confidence. I think it's Jackie's just that level of delusion where it can get misquoted
Just
for confidence.
It's like so delusional
absolute
that it works in your
bananas.
favor. It like fully comes back around and it's good again.
So at the dinner party, we don't have much beyond Jackie and Ryan and Beth and TJ. Everybody else seems fine. Jackie and Ryan, well, Ryan's had enough and he's standing up for himself, fucking finally, talking about the letter, talking about homestays. Because at Ryan's homestay, we forgot to mention, they meet up with his friends and they're like, hey, you know that letter you wrote was fucking disrespectful and awful, and he got the short end of the stick with being matched with you. And she's like, that's gross. I deserve an apology for being yelled at. And he's like, hey, I don't condone the yelling, but what they said was fucking fine. You've been the worst. You are a literal nightmare.
That was an interesting meetup right there because Jackie brings a friend that proceeds to just be a fucking wallflower the entire time. Like she chooses the most useless of her friends to come.
I mean,
I don't even know that this
okay.
girl is her friend. This is just like a chaperone at this point.
She brought the friend equivalent of Mel.
Oh, I mean, here's the thing. I think this is a friend who, like, Jackie, like, messaged nine other people.
Oh
And
my
then
God.
this one, her name is Jet, by the way. Jet gets the
Jet.
text to be like,
Just
well,
Jet.
yeah, I live like an hour away. I guess I can be there. What is it? We're going for drinks? It's going well. You like your guy? Okay, cool.
No further questions.
I guess I'll come for a couple drinks. Like, why not? I'll be on TV. That's pretty cool. And they'll pay for my, okay, yeah, okay, yeah. I'll see you soon, I guess. Hey, it's been a long time since I've seen you. What's it been, like 2 years? Yeah. Well, I didn't realize you were, no, I didn't know you were on the show.
Whoa, you're blonde now?
Wow, that it looks so good on you.
Yeah, it
All
looks
right, well,
great.
I'll be there. And then she shows up and she's like, "Hi, Jackie." And then the whole thing happens where the friends that know Ryan and spend the most time with him, even though his friends, man, his friends do not look like people I would trust. They are,
They end up being great friends, though. Like, if I
look, they're
was in a
fiercely
relationship,
loyal.
I would ask these friends for their 2 cents because they would go to bat for they go to bat for Ryan, and I really respect
They
that.
are ride or dies for
100.
sure.
Oh, you can tell that girl is ride or die. And
They're
she's
loyal,
willing to
that's
die.
for
She's
sure.
ready. So that's a fucking suicide girl right there.
But that's the thing, is like the dude looks like he like says shit like, well, you want equality, I should be able to hit a woman if she fights me.
Yeah.
And then,
well, he does kind of use a slur, like
the G word. Yeah,
we're saying, oh, you got the short end of the stick, but that's not what he says. So like, that's a bit of a red flag right there. Also another red flag, actually not really, but Jackie goes and gets them drinks and comes back with what looks like Mountain Dew. Yeah. Code Red and Original, and gives it to them.
Like a lime.
Oh,
green.
My favorite part where he was like, I think it was when he says the slur, where he's like, yeah, I think you got robbed. And she's like, that was rude. And he just says it again, even louder. Yeah. That was true. Yeah. It was like, all right, that's pure comedy right there.
So that's the homestay. They go over it at the dinner party, and Ryan's like, you have been so disrespectful. You said these things to me. And she goes, no, I haven't. And Jeff is like, but what the fuck? You read the letter to me. I was there. I know you're lying. What is this? And then they go off to have a chat. And Jackie is like rubbing Ryan and basically like, oh, I didn't realize I was pushing him. Yeah, I didn't realize I was pushing him so far away. And he's like, look, Jackie, do you have to control everything? What is the quote exactly? I don't know. But
well, he says, like, it's okay if you don't like me.
Yeah.
It's okay.
Which is, it's okay. Also,
he just
like,
wants her to, he just wants her to just admit it because it's so obvious to everyone.
Here's the thing. The episode starts with Jackie dropping this bomb.
That supporting him as my husband is a detriment to the world.
I love
Dude,
her.
What? Supporting him as my husband is a detriment to the world is one of the most insane things that she's ever said. And she says a lot of them this episode. So she gets super red. They are.
She starts to realize
that
she's about to lose him. The experts are copping to it as well. And now she's getting like she's changing from like kind of like blaming Ryan to, oh, no, but like, don't you want to be. Don't you want to be great?
Yeah. Why don't you want to be great?
Yeah. And then it goes from that to like, oh, I'm so sorry. And then she starts like hugging him and touching him. She still doesn't have the right words here. She can't bring herself to be like, I like you. But
no,
she will cling to him. And oh my God, that makes me so uncomfortable. Like more than probably when Paul does it to Karina.
Yeah.
Because he's trying to break up with you, girl.
Yeah,
let him.
I don't know, I'm still more uncomfortable with Paul doing it. Okay, so they're the worst. She's gonna write stay, he's gonna write leave. I think we're all in agreement there.
Are we at all, is anyone here team Ryan or team Jackie? Like, what are we, how do we
team
feel?
Jackie,
I'm
team Jackie.
Them staying one more week so I can keep watching this train show. That's
I think we all are.
I'm team Jackie because she brings the most insane shit to the screen. But in terms of like who's shown a level head, Ryan has. But I don't like him. I don't like either of them.
Ew, he's very icky. He has a lot of growing to do, but like he is not the villain of the relationship, really. He's had villainous moments, but he's not the villain, right?
For
so I guess I guess I'm team Ryan.
No, they're both villains. Let's be real.
I
want to
throw up.
Yeah, they're both villains. That's so fucked up that you said that.
I mean, someone
is sleeping on the couch.
Asking if your team. Okay, sorry to go this route, but asking if their team Ryan or Jackie is like being like, who do you like better, Mussolini or Hitler? Like,
okay, one's got a more fun name. Okay.
One reminds me of spaghetti. Well, I'm just hearkening back to the shirts, you know, Team Ryan, Team Jackie.
Hi, I'll have the Mussolini with Alfredo. Thank you.
Yeah, it's delicious, honestly.
Mussolini.
I didn't have enough
sorry,
dinner, and
Mike.
I'm hungry.
Fascism is back, baby.
Damn it. Why are we doing this part?
We're having
fun. Comedy. I know. I know, but it's having fun at the expense. I know I spent a lot of time talking about how much I fucking hate when Italians are Catholic and stuff, but we don't have to do this pasta voice stuff.
I didn't do the pasta voice.
Yeah, that was Kristen. Me. That was my bad. No, I was in the wrong on that one.
For once, it wasn't me.
And like, I want I made pasta tonight, and I kind of wanted to be able to end early enough to be able to have a bowl before
Oh, boo-hoo.
wrapping up.
Okay, next.
I'm hungry. Next, we got TJ and Beth, and
Oh, God.
it's exactly what we've already touched on, except one fun wrinkle is that apparently
TJ.
TJ loves to say darling.
Letting the mask
TJ's.
slip, buddy.
The beginning of the
Ooh.
episode, you have TJ and Beth debating whether or not to walk in separately. She's not wearing her ring. He's like, I think it invites it on us if we do walk in separately. So do you want to walk in together to kind of lessen the blow or whatever? And she's like, yeah, I think that's smart. And that's like the first time we've seen like the tactical discussion of walking in separately or not versus like just being like, I'm mad at you. I want to walk in separately.
I guess I respect that they're doing it on camera instead of off camera.
I agree. I
Yeah,
could appreciate that.
it's transparent, TJ.
Yeah,
That's
learn that.
transparent.
There we go. Learn the lesson, TJ. Now, Beth and TJ are talking at the table about this whole thing. He keeps calling her darling, and it's almost like they can't hear anybody else say this, but like Jamie and Afina are like, take a sip whenever he says darling, I guess. And then the whole table, including Ryan, gets in on taking a sip when he says darling. They
Including
cut
the
to the
experts.
experts.
Love that
The
edit.
experts drink. It was great. They did it on purpose. Obviously, they made them do it, which is perfect. So funny. And Alessandra says it's like 130 darlings too many. And you're like, yeah, but I'm still mad at you. You and I
Yeah,
love that
thanks for seeing the most
Alessandra's.
obvious thing when it's like displayed to you on a platter by
Yeah,
literally all of
buddy.
these people in this room drinking, like
Revisit.
making a drinking game out of it. Do you need it
Yeah.
to be obvious like this every single time?
Revisit the Karina and Paul thing from last week, Alessandra. I promise you, if you think about it longer, you'll be
Oh,
on
they're
the
just
right side of
comfortably
things.
in the background with Karina
They
reacting to everything. Why do they keep
Yeah.
showing her doing the same fucking face? Like, oh.
And she's judging. She's
Oh.
judging. She takes one sip, though.
It was a
I
fucking
know.
every time. It's the same look every time. I don't know. We don't need to see
I
more of
liked
it.
Alessandra's outfit, though. I'll say Alessandra's outfit looked like it was a tracksuit, and I kind of like that. Anyway. That's it, right? That's the end. We have
Yeah.
that mess to work with because on Sunday we're getting ourselves a commitment ceremony.
Yeah, I think we did
Oof.
it. I mean, what was with TJ's face when they were hugging? Did
Right.
you?
Looking right at the camera, eyes
Yeah,
open.
that was
He
really
looked
weird.
really weird. I don't know if that was just like a awkward moment or if there was more to it.
I
Really,
mean,
it was really awkward though. TJ, that
it
was
was
uncomfortable.
awkward.
Close your eyes
It
when
was
you're
awkward.
hugging someone or
Right, but some people can't sink into a hug, especially if they're not interested in hugging that person at the moment. They're kind of just going with it. I get why his eyes would be open, but the camera's positioned in a way where it's like the perfect eye line, and
But it
it
was
kept
also his
looking like,
expression. It was his
I
expression, like
know, but that's his face.
something
He's got
underneath
a.
that I didn't trust, you know? Like I got away with it almost.
I don't like his face, and I said it from the beginning. He's got a
No,
face
I
I
don't like
don't
his face
trust.
either. But
Yeah, so that's it.
still, it's like the
Yeah.
expression, not the face, that was the issue. Anyway, I just
The
thought that was like
face.
uncomfy. I wanted to mention it because I want to know if anyone else
I
felt
forgot
uncomfortable
about
when they
that.
hugged. Email
Yeah.
us at stayorleavemaths@gmail.com to either
You
compliment us.
remembered.
Yeah, I did it. We were like
Yeah.
five, six, seven, and eight episodes in,
Eight
and I
episodes.
finally know our email.
Yeah.
Stay or leaves.
There leaves. All right, Andrina, you go first.
Honestly, the only people I could see leaving, I don't think they're gonna do it, and that's Ryan and Jackie. And I don't think they're gonna do it because, like we said, Jackie's psychotically gonna write stay in a last attempt for control. But forever and always, I want Afina and Adrian to break up. Please break
I
up.
agree. I want that too. I don't know that it'll happen.
I think maybe Dave will throw us a curveball and write leave. You know, his dad
I.
is healthy again. Maybe he wants to be with his family and stop his whole facade. Who knows?
Yeah, I think Karina and Paul write stay. Honestly, I think Jamie writes stay because even though she doesn't trust Dave, I think she's still like, I want to have hope and work through this. And Dave will write stay because at this point, it
Is he
seems like he's
saving
like, I
face?
want, yeah, he's trying to save face. Because that would be weird to spend $400 on perfume and then write leave. I think Athena will write stay because she's stupid, and then Adrian will write stay because he's like, I gotta make sure I reach the end of the season.
I don't know if she's stupid, but she's getting exactly what she wants out of whatever this is right now. Like,
Are they
yeah.
coming up on Final Vows? Is that next week or the week after?
So this week is commitment ceremony, then I think it's like the reunion hangout thing that they do before final
Oh,
vows,
like the
and then it's
guys and
final
gals
vows.
night?
Yeah, and then
Yeah.
it's the final decision and then
Awesome.
reunion. Which I'm excited for the reunion. I'm excited for guys and gals night. I'm excited for whoever shows up and is like, "Hey, Adrian, I know somebody who knows you." Not good, buddy. You know, that's what I'm excited for.
Beautiful.
I'll go through my stay or leaves. I think Beth and TJ call it quits. I think everybody else stays, whether it's a combination of stay or leave. I think Jackie says stay and Ryan says leave. The rest of them, I could see them saying stay. I don't give a shit. Beth and TJ both say leave. I think after this display of Beth and TJ at the table, the weekend that they spent together in at her place or meeting his friends and whatever, Beth is not having it, and I bet her admitting it to him might mean that he's like, look, I guess you're right, and they hash it out, but they agree to separate. That's my thinking on it.
Yeah, that would be reasonable. But I don't know that he's a reasonable guy. But we'll see.
We'll see.
Okie
Andrina, where
dokie.
can people find you online? What do you want people to check out?
Hey, check out my comics at Banana Moon Comics on Instagram or Facebook. I have a website, bananamooncomics.com. You can check that out. And also for my stand-up and personal stuff at Andrina Lear Month on Instagram.
You can follow me at Chris Mejia Comedy at Instagram and TikTok, at Topher Mejia on Twitter and Twitch. I've been dormant on there, but if you watch Love is Blind, I've been posting reactions to the episodes on my story. But actually, I have a couple clips that I'll be posting soon that I got from. Oh, shout out to if anyone listening to this, if you live in Minneapolis and you came to the shows, they were so fun. I've heard nothing but fantastic things about Minneapolis as a comedy city, and it lived up to the hype.
Oh yeah,
That being
thanks.
said, truly, your season of Love is Blind is the most atrocious piece of television I've ever seen in my entire life. You
Could
should be
not pay
ashamed.
me to watch it. I will not watch it.
I
I
will not try to
genuinely
convince you
tried.
this season. No, this season
Unbelievable.
is truly, it's so bad.
Wow.
It's so bad.
Wow.
That almost makes me want to watch it.
You are a sadist. You are a masochist or
Chris,
both?
did we mention the Matt Rife movie that we watched?
No, we didn't. And is now the time?
Well,
Is
we were
now the
talking about
time?
bad stuff. I mean, if you want to punish yourself, if you
Oi.
really want to like just ruin a
We
night,
didn't finish it.
please
We
watch
fast
Trapped
forwarded to the
In
end.
with Matt Rife.
In
Trapped
as in like a
In
hotel, like a
INN.
place to stay. INN.
Oh my God. If you make it
It's
through this movie
brutal.
without skipping,
Yeah.
you're a hero. I mean, not of anything important, but
No.
I mean, and if you make a friend or a loved one watch this with you, they will hate you.
This came out last year.
Dude, it does not feel like it.
Watch this movie with a Matt Rife fan because you will
No.
slowly watch them lose their hero. It's so bad.
Here's the thing. I don't trust Matt Rife fans to not be little babies who fucking suck.
No, I don't think anyone can watch this movie and be like, yeah, I respect him still.
No, because there's nothing to respect. The movie is dog shit. It's one of the worst things I've ever seen.
It's
But
literally, I can't spoil anything, so I really can't
no, I don't
say
want to
anything,
Google
but it's
it.
literally as if it was written by like a 10-year-old.
I Googled it, and one of the results is from the subreddit r/MattRifeGossip, and the first two sentences of the post are, "I finished watching the Trapped In movie." Second sentence, "Matt seems to be a very good actor in that movie."
Wow.
Wow. No. If you don't want to watch the movie, but you want to watch somebody break it down, we watched Chad on YouTube cover it, because that's how we found out about the movie. She goes through three Matt Rife movies.
Four.
Four? Oh
All of
my
them
God, four.
terrible.
All of them terrible, but the Trapped In one is the main one, and she does a good job at summarizing it and giving you a little bit of this and that. But also, like, if you want to torture yourself,
If you
fucking
want
go
the
for
full
it. It's awful.
experience, it's
Yeah.
on Tubi.
Anyway, this 2-hour episode is brought to you by Andrina Learmonth, Lindsay Adams, Chris Mejia, and me, Mike Carrozza, MikeCarrozza on Instagram, on Blue Sky. Technically, I'm on Twitter, but I don't fucking use it. You can find my dates and deets on my link tree or my website, or if you just ask me. I'm at the, we're doing the crochet comedy show tomorrow night, so never mind about that. At the Comedy Nest on the 28th, at an apartment show, if you give me, in Montreal on the 29th. Lots of stuff coming up. We're showcasing, Andrina and I are showcasing for Just for Laughs on April 26th. We'll give you the Woo! Details for that. I have to figure out if it's happening, because who knows if travel is going to be safe. But if you're a Magic the Gathering head and you're going to be in Vegas in June for Magic Con Vegas, I was selected to be a featured creator there. So maybe you'll see me. Maybe I'll not feel safe enough to travel and I will have to cancel. But until then, thank you so much for listening. Send us an email, like stayorleavemass@gmail.com. Thank you, Belinda, for being the first
shout
to
out,
email
Belinda.
In, and,
Belinda, if you like stand up comedy and Matt Rife, or you hate him, doesn't matter.
Oh my God, why?
There
are you doing
is
this
a
to her?
Other movie for me to recommend, Mike. What's the name of this movie? The vampire stand up comedian.
He's
a vampire
Suck.
And a stand up comedian in this movie.
I think it's Don't Suck.
Yeah, take
Don't
your own
Suck.
Advice, movie.
It's called Don't Suck.
Okay, what? That's enough for me.
I don't know. I hate this, and I think the writer is Chris D'Elia's brother.
Oh wow.
The writer is
so see if you
Rick,
can pirate it. I don't know how
Rick
you watch
D'Elia.
That movie. Actually, we haven't seen it yet.
Yeah, I'm not gonna. I don't wanna.
It's gonna be a special night. Maybe our
I'm
anniversary.
Not about it. No way. All right, we're done with that. Okay, bye everybody. Good night.
Bye.
Well, let's get to the decision. Stay or leave.